Small drones have lots of practical applications. They can help firefighters find hotspots. They can let environmental monitors pinpoint the source of hazardous chemical leaks. But small drones have a problem. They can't fly for very long. NPR's Joe Palca reports on a new solution.
Small quadcopters have become extremely popular. You see them at sporting events or outdoor concerts, maybe around your neighborhood. But it takes a lot of power to spin four helicopter blades fast enough to keep a quadcopter in the air.
If you fly it with full battery, you can use it for at most like 25 minutes to half an hour.
Kai-U Hung and his colleagues at Yale University are trying to extend the time a drone can stay on the job. And for inspiration, they turn to birds.
Birds usually fly somewhere, they stay at the top of the roof or some tree branches, and then they look for their prey, or they just stay there without, you know, flapping their wings all the time, and then they can still observe what is happening around them.
And observing takes a lot less energy than flying. Hung and his colleagues developed a claw-like landing system that lets a drone grab onto a branch or pole and turn off its engines. And Hung says their new system allows a drone to save energy even when no suitable branch is available.
We have developed like a modularized landing gear framework that allows the drone to not only perch on some structures, but also the drone can rest on some structures when perching is not possible.
By resting, Hung means the quadcopter can essentially lean against a ledge and stay there using just two of its four rotors, saving energy. Hung describes his work in the journal Science Robotics. Mark Kutkoski also works on drone landing systems. He's at Stanford University. He says the ability to perch can be handy for a number of reasons.
If you perch, for example, underneath a bridge or underneath the eaves of a building, you can ride out storms or bad weather that would make it hard to fly.
Kutkoski says the Yale team's new landing system does have some drawbacks. For one thing, it adds weight to the drone. That means it takes more energy to keep it aloft.
So there had better be a good trade-off in terms of really improving mission time in order to pay for that added weight.
Another drawback is, for now, a human has to fly the drone to the perch site. To make the landing system really useful, the drone should be able to land on its own. So the question is,
what sorts of strategies can we use that would allow this system to discover perchable sites?
Kutkoski says the Yale team has already begun integrating the drone's computer with its onboard camera. So he thinks before too long, drones will be able to decide on their own where to settle down for a rest. Joe Palca, NPR News.